On this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into a recent conversation. With the setup, here's RC Davis.
The Warriors came into the season down a big man or two. Then Kevon Looney and Willie Cauley-Stein suffered injuries heading into training camp. So the front office went out and invited the former number 6 overall pick, Marquese Chriss, to camp. And the rest, shall we say, is history.
Pick and roll, Draymond lobbed to Chriss and dumped it with a right hand. Best possession of the night by far right there.
I guess first things, Marquese, is that congratulations are in order. Your status was up in the air when you signed with the Warriors, and now you're part of the team.
No, for sure. I appreciate it, man. I think I had a hell of a training camp. I tried my best to show what I was capable of doing. And I felt like I was a good fit for the team, and they felt the same way, so I stuck around.
What have you learned in your brief pro career that's helping you right now?
I mean, I've been in so many different situations. I think I've taken a little bit from each team I've been on. Obviously being in Houston, that was a winning organization, and, they've been there, but they haven't got to where they wanted to go. So I think being in a winning culture there, it taught me some work ethic things. And then, being in Phoenix, it showed me I had to grow up, things like that. And just, progressively trying to learn how to play on each team that I've been on, just trying to keep developing and just grow.
Is it hard when you come into a league like the NBA? You're a rookie, you're away from home, and there's not a lot of people you can really lean on.
Right. I wouldn't say that was the hard part. I haven't played close to home till now. This is the first time I've been close enough for my parents to drive and see me play since I was in high school, so I kind of been used to it. But being in the NBA is a demanding schedule, so I think just being able to manage your emotions, manage how you feel, and, just manage your time really is the biggest thing.
Yeah, a lot of downtime, which you don't have like when you're playing college.
Right, in the NBA you got a lot of time to yourself after practice.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that you've moved back to Northern California. Mm-hmm. You have a little brother, mm-hmm. and I know it's got to be a thrill for you to get to hang out with him.
No, I like it a lot. He's in school, so it's hard for him to come down during the week, but they've came to every game so far. But they're not always able to stay after the games because we've had 7:30 games. But throughout the season, I think it's going to work out more better, or I don't know if that's easier.
It'll work out better.
Yeah, work out better. For them to be able to come and hang out with me, just because they'll have more time.
What is the way? And your mom's a high school counselor, correct?
She's a counselor at Sutter Hospital.
And tell me a little bit about where she fits into all this and her role in helping you, find your dream.
Right. My mom is the reason that I am where I am. She sacrificed a lot for me and my sister. She's guided me to be the man who I am. Obviously people know I played football when I was younger, and got hurt. And, I probably wouldn't even be playing basketball if she didn't tell me to, so. She's to thank for all this.
Now, when you watch, say, a sport like football, do you kind of get a little pangs maybe of wanting to play again?
No, not at all, man. I was never built for football. I'm built like a basketball player. That's too much for me, man. Their job is really it asks a lot from them, I think my body is built to play basketball, not football.
Marquese Chriss is our guest here on Beyond the Arc on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. I'm Tim Roy, and Marquese, coming to the Golden State Warriors, one of the things I kept hearing during training camp from coaches and players, that everyone was really impressed with how you go about your work and also the fact that you can set screens, you can rebound the basketball. When you got to practice with Golden State, what were your goals? What were some of the things you were trying to do to get some attention?
Be myself. I know who I am, and I know what I want people to think of me, and that hasn't been the case. There's been a narrative that I don't think holds true to my character. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, was just coming in and showing the type of person that I actually am. This isn't my first year. I'm going into my fourth year, so teams have seen what I'm capable of doing. I think the biggest thing for me is just consistency. You know, and I think a lot of people don't understand, like I said, the type of person that I am. So, you know, I have the ability to play basketball, and I think I have the ability to play at a high level. So, you know, I just wanted to come here and show them what type of person I was and that I would be a good fit for their team.
What has Steve Kerr talked to you about?
He just talked to me about my defense. I think that's the biggest thing that I need to work on right now. You know, coming to a new team, it's different coverages and things like that I'm continuing to adjust to and, you know, learning to play with certain people. You know, but he enjoys the way that I play the DHO game and, you know, set my screens and things like that. You know, I think that's my biggest role on this team is to have energy, rebound, and, you know, set screens and get our shooters open.
You're one of a number of new players on this team, this team. And you talked about defense. How long do you think before you guys all get on the same page defensively?
I mean, hopefully by tomorrow. You know, who knows? You know, it's the NBA. You know, anything can happen. You know, but our goal is to get it figured out as soon as possible. And it's not that we don't understand, you know, the concepts of the things that we're working on. It's just the inexperience that we have. You know, we have a lot of young players, and I think our team age is about average 24, 23 years old. So, you know, it's different. You know, but the vets, they've been great. They've been patient with us. They've been helping us. They've been trying to teach us as much as they can, you know, to speed that learning curve. And I'm thankful to them. But, you know, I think us as young guys, we're just trying our best. We're trying to keep growing each and every day.
Well, Draymond says a lot of words, and a lot of them really mean well. So.
Yeah, for sure. No, he's one of a kind, man. He's blatant, but it comes from a place of love. So, you know, you can only learn from that.
How do you like living in the Bay Area?
I love it. Yeah. It's expensive, but I love it.
Well, that's true. I think that's true of everybody in the Bay Area.
For sure.
Marquise, it's great to chat with you. I appreciate your time, and we're very excited to see you in a Golden State uniform. We hope it's going to be for many years to come.
Appreciate it. Me too.
This is the Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, streaming 24/7 on Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.